CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegaha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, I'm Erdine Batzorek. History was made on Sunday night, as for the first time, an NHL game was broadcast in Cree. Studio host Earl Wood, who provided commentary and analysis in Plains Cree alongside Clarence Iron and John Cabot, said, quote, "I'm completely in awe and I'm very proud," end quote. According to CBC, Wood, the founder of the magazine Northern Cree Singers, said this was a first step for Indigenous languages to be presented to a broader audience. Quote, "The many different Indigenous languages, they're very, very beautiful. They each have so much energy and they each have so much knowledge and beauty and coherence to them," end quote. The game between the Montreal Canadiens and the Carolina Hurricanes, which aired on Sunday night on Rogers' Hometown Hockey, was commented on by a fusion of English and Plains Cree. You ever wanted to learn how to fish? Well, you might get a chance and also get a chance to visit Yellowknife at the same time. According to CBC Indigenous, Yellowknife's Rainbow Coalition hosted the drop-in fish camp on Great Slave Lake. Participants learn how to set a net, how to check, and how to fillet and dry fish from their catch. There was even an opportunity to create art from the day's bounty. Organizers of the event said this event was open to all, regardless of age and gender. Gia Zentu, the Indigenous and LGBTQ program coordinator for the Rainbow Coalition, said, quote, "We tend to have this perspective of Dean culture that it's very gendered, like male-female roles, positions, which activities you can and can't do," end quote. The Rainbow Coalition estimated about 120 people came out to the camp over the last weekend, and about 40 people were coming out each day early last week. Although the season has ended, this could be a winter activity you can pencil into your schedule for next year. The results of the long-awaited Thailand election has been delayed once again due to confusion. According to Al Jazeera, on Sunday, the preliminary results from Thailand's election commission showed the military-backed party Palang Pracharat Party was in the lead in the country's first election since a military coup in 2014. However, on Monday, when the official results were to be announced, the exiled former Prime Minister's party, Phu Thai, had 138 seats out of the 500 lower chamber seats, compared to the 96 won by PPRP, other smaller parties gaining around 30 seats each. While the pro-military PPRP has the larger share of the popular vote, there are still 150 seats up for the taking. Amidst criticism from both the parties and the public, the EC said they will be publishing the full results on May 9th. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hello and welcome back. It's Monday night and you're listening to Here For It with Cammie and Amanda, and you're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. Guys, tonight we have a very exciting topic to bring to you. That is the topic of ghosts and haunted stories and the things that give you the creepy crawlies and make you unable to sleep at night. How exciting is that?
I am so excited. I've been waiting for this moment since we decided to do a radio show. I can talk hours and hours about ghost stories because it's like one of my favorite topics.
I'm really excited. I'm also really scared because I'm so bad when it comes to stories like this. So I'm just excited to jump right into it. I know we wanted to talk about some shows. that are on Netflix. And I know that you're more well-versed with this area. So you have some shows that you wanted to talk about.
Yes. I've been talking about this show since it came out, I think, in October. So The Haunting of Hill House, I strongly suggest to anyone who loves psychological like thrillers and just haunted and really creepy. It was one of the scariest shows I watched. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm just going to admit it. But my friend isn't, and it's really hard for her to find a show that really creeps her out, and this one did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It plays with your mind, and it's just so well made. The plot twists, because there's more than one.
There are plenty.
Plenty. And like just the details that they put into the show, like there are hidden ghosts. So if you watch it for the first time or the second time, keep an eye out. There's like a bunch of articles online about like where to look, but they're sometimes just hidden in plain sight. Like you're gonna see them. Like if you spot, it just makes sense. Like it just gives that like air of like creepiness.
I'm the type of person who is completely terrified of anything that's meant to be scary. I remember when I was a kid, my cousins and my brother would always like tease me and like bully me because I was terrified of Chucky.
Yeah, you know, Chucky was creepy.
Yeah. And like, I know it doesn't really fall into ghosts, but if we're going to go into the whole like scary movie stuff too, like I stutter just thinking about it because I get so scared. And I remember they used to turn it on every time I'd walk into the living room and they'd put on the TV and Chucky would just appear on the screen and I would freak out. I'd start screaming. I'd start crying. And I'm just such a baby when it comes to things like that.
Oh, my God. No, I think the scariest movie I watched when I was a kid was The Sixth Sense. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And I don't know why my parents let me watch it.
Bruce Willis and Emily Osment's brother. I can't remember his name.
I completely forgot.
I don't know. But he was so cute when he was a baby.
I don't know why I feel like saying Jamie. It's so
I have no idea. But I do remember watching that movie. I only actually watched it maybe like in the like last 5 years because my boyfriend introduced it to me. And I just...
Oh, it's a great one.
Yeah, it's a really good one. I mean, I like those brain teasers, you know? And I don't mind the thrill in some movies. I feel like when it becomes gory and like slaughter... like
No. Personally, I hate the gory ones. I don't see the point.
Yeah.
I like the ones that are really creepy and unsettling. The only problem is that after, I can't sleep or I have to like put on a light. I can't watch them by myself.
So put some friends on.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, I do that. I'm just like, I'm going to put a show and laugh and pretend like I didn't watch that. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I still wouldn't. I can't. Nope. What else shows did you have on your list?
That was mainly it. There was also BuzzFeed Unsolved, but you had mentioned you watch it too, right?
Yes. That is something that my boyfriend and I like to watch. It's, you know, the Shaniacs and the Bugaras, yeah. So you're either on Shane's team. So those of you who don't know BuzzFeed Unsolved, it's pretty much these two guys from BuzzFeed who talk about, like scary and haunted, unsolved mysteries pretty much. And so Shane is the guy who doesn't believe in ghosts and doesn't believe in I guess extraterrestrial life.
He doesn't believe in anything, no matter whether the proof is right in front of him. He's just like, no.
And he literally mocks them, and it's so funny to watch the episodes where there's a lot of action going on and he's just there like, nah, it's not true, or like just being Shane, you know. And then you have Ryan, who is a total believer of everything.
Yeah.
And they're just polar opposites, but they do it so well together. Like they complement each other really well, and it's just really fun to watch.
Yeah, my favorite episode, I watched like here and there. My favorite episode was the Sally House, which apparently, if you remember Jenna from last week, she said that the house is actually near hers, or like in her that neighborhood, and it's apparently the most haunted house
that's in Kansas City.
In the state. So like one of the most haunted ones, and it's haunted by no other than a demon who took the cliche appearance of a little Victorian girl.
Oh, that is so creepy.
And I think it was one of the episodes that had like a lot of proof. And one that stood out was they put on the counter in the kitchen a little flashlight, and they unscrewed it so that if you can, if you touch it, it's going to light up. If you let it go, like leave it be, it's going to be fine. And the point of that is that if they ask questions to the spirit, they can, it can tap to answer. So they asked a few questions, especially questions like along the lines like, do you hate us or do you want us to leave? And those were answered with a yes, and the light went on. And Shane was right next to it, like face right next to it.
Shane,
and
by the way, the non-believer.
The non-believer. He starts laughing, and there's just like Ryan behind, like freaking out, like probably about to pee himself.
Yeah.
Because he's so scared, and I would be scared too.
Like, I would be so scared. Don't know what I'd probably just faint. I think I'd just faint.
I don't know if I'd faint. No, I have no idea what I would do. I freeze.
My pants will start, like, you know, one leg will get, like, wet, like, just because I'll probably pee myself, and then I'll faint. Little, like, sweat dribbling, and then I'll faint.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm too terrified of things like that. If I've ever, I've never had a confrontation or experience. Mm-hmm. So, like firsthand, I guess that you could say. I mean, I've had dreams, and I've had, like, little things here and there, but like nothing that's so concrete, you know?
Oh yeah, I've had a few, which we're going to talk about a little later in the next half, show. Yeah.
That's so exciting. What other shows? We'll get into BuzzFeed Unsolved more later
on. Another one, I think it was The Medium.
Oh my gosh, yes. Those of you who might know or might not know Tyler Henry, the Hollywood medium, he is someone who connects with the spiritual world, or so he says. I don't know if it's true. Again, I'm not sure if I'm a believer of that or not. But essentially, he goes with celebrities' houses, and he just reads their spiritual like connections. So he'll sit there, he'll walk in, and he'll be like, "I'm just gonna do this little scribbling on my paper," and then he starts to scribble on his paper like a little kid drawing, and then he'll be like, "Oh." Oh, and he'll start shaking his head like he's understanding something, and you have no idea what he's doing or what he's hearing or who he's connecting with. And then he just comes out with this whole bunch of information, like, so your mother wants to tell you this, like, just straight up. Like,
oh, my God.
And it's so Hollywood, and it's so entertaining. Like, you have the celebrities, like, the Kardashians have been on it. You have Olympians who have been on there. You have, like idols and like, legends who are on that show. And they just sit there and they're in awe, but again, most of them are actors or reality show people, so you don't know, you know, they could just be really good at acting it out.
I mean, personally, I've been to a medium.
Have you actually?
Yeah, I have.
And how was that?
It's quite an experience. I went like twice because I thought it was fun. Okay. And it's kind of therapeutic. Mm-hmm. But the first time I went, he apparently spoke to my grandmother. And he said information that I have no idea how he would have.
No.
He like named, like, first of all, he was telling me to stop biting my nails, but he had his eyes closed. And he's like, she's telling you to not like do that. And I freaked out.
Did she used to tell you things
no,
like that?
No, not at all. It was just, she was very proper. Like, okay. It was something like she could have said, but. And then again, and then the one that really freaked me out, like that could have been anything. Maybe he had his eyes open or something and I didn't
notice
type of thing. But he said my grandfather's full name and no one knows, like she's the only one who would call him by his full name.
Okay.
People used to give him like, because he has like two names as full name, just like one or like his nickname type of thing. And I told that to my mom. She's like, "That's so weird. She's the only one who
that is so
would
weird.
Call him that."
And then, like, you can't help but think, how could they have gotten this information? So yeah. It has to be somewhat true. Like, and then you're just like, "Is there life after death?" And like, your mind just starts to go and so many places.
It's not like my grandfather had Facebook. Like, he was literally like,
yeah, he just like Facebooked.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Him.
So it was just so funny. There was, yeah, no way he could have found out, and it really freaked me out. But yeah.
That's so crazy. I can't imagine. I don't even think I would go to one just because I'm too scared to.
It's
like
quite an experience, especially with this one. He like he tells you about if you are believers of like past lives. He talks about that. Mm-hmm. He like gives you like hints about like what's gonna happen.
I have an experience of that like after the break that I can
a past
get into
life.
It. Yeah, well, like it's pretty absurd if you think about it, but it's okay. Just a really funny story. So on that note, I guess we'll take our break and we'll be back shortly with ghost stories and haunted stories.
Tune in to Ashes to Ashes to hear modern pop in all its forms, whether it be synth pop, electro pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop, Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CGLO 1690 AM and CGLO.com.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent la 13e édition des Célidars de la musique du monde. Les Célidars, unique distinction musicale qui souligne les talents des artistes de la musique du monde, vous invite à découvrir 36 groupes de musique du monde. Dans le cadre de ces concerts vitrines gratuits, venez voter pour vos artistes coupeurs tous les mardis et mercredis, jusqu'à 18 avril au Club d'Alatou. Les Célidars, le prix du public qui fait grandir le monde. Pour plus d'informations, www.celidars.com.
Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be loved.
Welcome back. You're listening to Here For It with Cami and Amanda, and you're tuned in to CJLO 1690 AM. So right before the break, I wanted to get into this story about when a medium came to my class. By the way, whoever's tuning in right now, we are talking about ghost stories and scary movies and all those things that give you the creepy crawlies. Anyway, so I had this experience when a teacher came in. A teacher brought a medium to the class.
Okay.
And this is what made me not believe, because I don't even remember his name, so I can't even disclose that kind of information. But anyways, he came in and he was kind of like, he sat. So the way our class was set up is everyone sat in a circle, and he would sit kind of in the center of the surrounding, I guess, whatever. I don't know.
And the circle?
He would go around to each person and he would ask them, would you like to know what you were in your past life and what colors you have in your, oh my gosh, I'm so
your
bad
aura.
At this. Yes.
She's talking about auras.
I don't know anything about this, so don't judge me, but he was like giving us like, your colors are this, this, and this, and then he was saying like, you were this in your past life. And the only reason I want to believe him is because what he told me I was in my past life is so hilarious. It's so funny.
What is
it? I'll go into my colors first because I want to like build up to it.
Okay.
So he goes and he asks permission, like, may I? And then you say yes or no, and a couple of people said no, but I was obviously curious. So I was like, yeah, tell me. So he goes, your colors are purple and like yellow, and this means this and this. Don't know what those colors mean, so I'm sorry if you're curious. And then he goes into saying, I can't even contain myself. He says, you were a man in your past life and you were a farmer. And I found it so funny because of the way that I joke with my brother and our sense of humor, I feel like that, like when I heard that and thinking about it now, I can hear him laughing at me in my head, and it was just so
your
funny.
Your brother?
Yeah, because I had this immediate image of like this old man in overalls.
A stereotypical farmer.
Yeah, and like no teeth, and like, you know, just like chewing on like probably like tobacco or something with like a pitchfork, or I don't know what I imagined, but it was just so funny. I immediately started laughing. And then he said, then he goes to this one girl, which was so creepy, and he goes, in your past life you were a woman who was in jail. And then he goes, do you want to know why you were in jail? And then the girl's like, yeah. And he goes, for killing your husband. And like, just so random.
Apparently, I did that in a past life.
Okay, you know what? You take over the,
oh my
the
God.
Wheel, because I'm just ready to hear everything.
Okay,
because
apparently in a past life, I walked in on my husband and sister and murdered them both.
Who told you this?
The medium.
How would they know? Okay.
But the thing is, which is weird, is that I wanted to write a story when I was like 15 about literally that. Which makes no sense where I would have come
That's
up with
so
that.
That's so weird.
And he did imply that I write my stories, so.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I like to believe it just because it sounds cool. It makes me mysterious, you know?
I'm joking. No. If I heard something like that, I think I would just, I don't even know.
I just like knowing things because I think I'm a storyteller, so I like stories. And
yeah.
That's how I see them. More
and
like,
you're interested in like writing and
yeah,
stuff like that too,
so
that would make for good content for sure.
Yeah,
but you have other stories,
yes,
that you want to get into that.
But
I'm really excited to hear about.
These ones are the creepy ones. These are the,
are you guys ready?
Like, I don't know. They're not really party tricks, but like these are the things I can talk about all the time. The first one, I call it the Lady in Red.
She has titles, by the way, for all of her scary dreams and moments. And
these
things
are
like
real.
That. Okay, these are real.
These are real
life. She has
life.
Titles for her real life experiences, which is even better.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
So in my first house, I think I lived there until I was 7. I am 100, like 99% sure that it was haunted. And because...
Where was this? So I never go there.
It was actually in Saint-Sébastien, like
okay.
On the South Shore.
All right.
And I would always get the same nightmares every night. And it suddenly stopped when we moved out. So that was like the first one. And one of those nightmares was that, like, I would wake up in my room and I was at, like, oops. My, like, feet were at, like, the head of the bed, and, like, my head was, like, at the foot of the bed. And there was a face on the wall. So, like, I was on the second floor.
Oh, my God.
And it was slanted because of the roof. And this face was just there. And everything around the bed was just pitch black. This is a dream, by the way. And each time I would try to hit the face, my hand would pass through the darkness. Something would grab me through the darkness.
Oh my goodness.
So, but why I called the story the Lady in Red is because I would always fall asleep at night with the sounds of heeled footsteps at the top level of the
Not
stairs.
Cool.
Yeah, like right in front of my door. I keep moving this, I'm sorry. And years later, I found out, like, my sister was hearing this, too, and I didn't, like, this is how I pictured it. I always pictured a woman in her 30s. She, like, wore a blazer with shoulder pads, had, like, light brown hair.
Very nice.
Straight hair.
Good style, at least.
And a red pencil skirt. And, or heels. I don't know. She was wearing red. And so my sister was telling me about how she would hear heels. And I asked her, I was like, did you ever, like, see something, or did you ever imagine something? And she imagined, without me telling her,
no,
a woman in her 30s, businesslike, with like dirty blonde light brown hair.
That is so creepy.
And it doesn't end there, because my cousin used to sleep over at our place, and every night in the middle of the night she would wake up crying and wanting to go home. And we would, like, at one point, my mom was just like, okay, this is the last time. The next time you sleep over, you're 18, because you can't do this. And we keep teasing her. And, like, a few years back, we were teasing her again. And she's like, it's not my fault. I kept hearing footsteps. And then that's when it dawned on me. I'm like, okay, well, I never told my cousin about the footsteps, nor my sister. And it just was a weird coincidence that these two people heard and, like, imagine the same thing as I did.
Oh, my God.
So that is the Lady in Red. I also heard, like, weird sounds at night. Like the door of the dryer slamming shut from downstairs.
And oh, that's creepy. Someone's washing their clothes.
Yeah.
Drying their
the
clothes,
The ghost actually. Is just washing their clothes. At least they're clean, I guess.
That is so creepy, though. I've always been afraid to, like, have a piano in my house and have the piano play in the middle of the night. Like, I would literally just die.
Actually, my uncle was telling me how he worked at this restaurant, I think in the Old Port, and the second floor is just a bunch of pianos, and sometimes they would hear them play. Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah. The next one is called The Old Woman. And this is at my grandparents' house. They live in Montreal. Mm-hmm. And I was in the backyard, and how it was winter, like there was snow, but all the houses are linked together, and the yards as well. Like, there's just a fence.
By fence, right?
Yeah.
Separated.
So the fence, you can, like, clearly see next door, and next door there was this little shed with a red door. Mm-hmm. It was always closed. It was a wooden door. And I'm playing in the backyard with, like, my dad and my sister, and I glance towards the shed for I don't know what reason, and the door is open. And there's this old woman standing there in a black dress and white polka dots, and she's just standing there. And so I glance back at my dad and then back to the shed, and the door's closed.
Nope.
Like, nothing was there.
I think you're just seeing things.
Maybe I'm seeing things, but, like, I guess, like, he could see, because, like, all of a sudden he's like, Amanda, are you okay? And I was like, I think I saw a ghost. Yeah, it was not.
What did he say?
I don't know. I think he looked terrified. And look, when a kid tells you that
that's so
they
creepy.
Saw something, it's the worst. It's
if
the worst than
told
seeing
me that,
something.
I would tell the no. Mm-mm.
You're like, no, yeah. We're moving.
Hey, we're getting out of here.
The third story is called The Middle Room, and
I love your titles.
We call it The Middle Room. That's why it's called like that. It's because this is again at the same grandparents' house. There's a room in the middle of the house. That's why it's called the middle room. And it's connected to the living room.
Okay.
There's no windows. It's just a small room. And it used to be my uncle's, and he heard footsteps when he was sleeping. Apparently the footsteps, like, every night he would hear my dad or my uncle or my grandfather, like, in the middle of the night. But these ones were weird footsteps. Like, he didn't recognize them. And they entered the room and stopped right at the head of his bed. And he was just like, don't touch me. But this was, like, years ago.
I would literally have a heart attack.
And this room, I always had, like, really bad vibes about it. Because, like, ever since I was a kid, I remember I was maybe five, and I was a weird kid because I remember, like, everyone was in the kitchen, which is right past the room.
Okay.
And I stopped in front of the room, and the lights were closed inside. And I just looked at it and glared and stuck out my tongue at, like, an empty room because that's logical. And all of a sudden, there was, like, dread. And then I got really scared, and I ran off. Like, I bolted into the kitchen where the light was. Oh, I don't know what scared me, but I just had this feeling, like, I shouldn't have done that. And
like, someone's like, put that tongue back in there.
Seriously, oh my God, that's just creepy.
So scary.
Oh my God. Yeah, and I had never actually seen anything in that room. But I did hear the footsteps, which was with my roommate, my best friend Sarah. Her and I, we were Skyping on a mutual friend, like, from, it was midnight because of time zones and everything. And the house was pitch black. Like, my grandparents were gone in Portugal for the summer. So it was just the two of us, and we were just Skyping. And we hear very distinct footsteps, quite heavy. And I'm at the foot of the bed, so I can see directly in the living room. And there's no one there, but I can still hear it.
Oh my God.
And it's walking towards us, and it just stops. Mm-mm. And you've guessed it, right in front of the middle room. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there's different people had different experiences with that room. There was my uncle and my dad had an experience when my dad was living there for a bit, and they passed by, and there's this bureau with a glued on mirror. Mm-hmm. And you can't move that thing. It's just like an old, like, 70s bureau, and it's just always been there. And one night, like, my dad was driven back by my uncle, and they just walked in. He was, like, just chit-chatting. He looked into the room, and my uncle was like, so why did you, what happened to the mirror? Because right, all of a sudden, the mirror wasn't glued on. It was just leaning against the bed. Like, my dad had just pulled it off, leaned it there. And my dad was like, I don't know. I haven't been in the room in ages. Like, I was just there. And they're like, okay, well, maybe it fell, slid on the bed, and somehow didn't break and, like, landed perfectly against the bed. And they're like, okay, whatever. And then the next day, my dad went to dinner at my uncle's again, was driven back, and then my uncle looked into the room, and he's like, oh, you fixed it. Ah. You put it back. And my dad was like, what are you talking about? I didn't go in since you left yesterday. Like, I didn't touch it. So then they test it. And I kid you not, like, apparently the mirror wouldn't budge. Like, it was just...
Wait, like, they tried to move it and
they
it wouldn't
tried
budge?
To remove it. Yeah. It wouldn't budge.
That is so creepy.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a mirror into another world.
A mirror. Maybe.
That is so creepy.
It, like, faces the door. Like, I always got creeped out with that.
Nope. Anything with mirrors and haunted stories, it just doesn't go well. It doesn't go well together.
Mirrors are really creepy. I never liked them. When I was a kid, I would get paranoid sometimes because I was so creeped out about everything. I wouldn't look into the mirror. Like, if I would wash my hands or brush my teeth, I'd just kind of, like, avert my eyes. Just not even look behind
me. Oh, because you didn't want to see. Oh, yeah. Or when you're brushing your teeth and, like, you're, like, going down to, like, spit out the water. And yeah. Then you come back up and you're like, please don't be anything behind me. Like, you're just, like, so scared. I used to be scared of that, too, actually. I don't know when that went away.
It's never.
Because it doesn't happen to me anymore.
I still
get creeped
out.
Now I'm going to, like, be creeped out the next time I go brush my teeth.
I just don't like it. Even when I think it's probably because of the movies. They always do the jump scares like that. So I usually do when, like, you're about to close the door and, like, in movies, that's when you would see someone. So I'd be like, no. Okay, I can slowly look back. Yeah.
Me watching scary movies is like, I like peeking like this. You know?
Yeah,
like
you hide behind your hands.
Yeah.
I do that too. Or a pillow.
Yeah.
And then I can still see it. I don't know why the hand gesture is going to protect
you.
But you can still see it.
It's like.
Or a trick if you have glasses. You know that I'm creeped out if I remove my glasses because I am completely blind.
That is so funny.
Or just look over the rim. I'm like, I'm looking at the movie. I just can't see anything.
Nope.
Tricks. Tricks for the cowards, I guess.
Good tip for those with glasses.
Yeah.
I wear glasses too, but it's for reading. So for me, it doesn't really work.
Just put on the glasses.
Just put on the glasses. It's too, I can't see.
You had also scary things. I'll like continue mine after, but like you had some too, right?
I had like a sleep paralysis experience.
Oh my God.
Have we gotten into sleep paralysis? Because, okay, actually, you know what? Yeah, we can jump into it. Let's jump into it.
I have some stories on sleep paralysis too. I got them all.
I'll go into mine because I know you have a lot. So, essentially, so this is the this is what happened to me, and this happened to me a few years ago, or maybe a year or 2 years ago. I don't know. Anyways, doesn't matter. Do you want to explain what sleep paralysis is before we get into that?
Yes. So for those who don't know what sleep paralysis is when basically your body falls asleep before your mind. So you're in like an in-between state where you're kind of conscious but kind of not. So that's when what happens is that you feel awake, but you are also, you could also hallucinate, you can hear voices, you can feel presences, like you feel pressure on your chest, so sometimes you have a hard time breathing, and all these things just make it for like a real life horror nightmare. It just feels like a nightmare that's awake.
But it's so interesting that you're like that your body falls asleep before it, like it's so interesting.
Yeah, it's, I find for me when it happens, it's when I'm really exhausted and I just crash.
Like your body is tired too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when it usually happens for me.
I've only had it happen to me once, and so I was literally just laying, like, I guess it must have been, like, I don't know, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. And they say that 3 o'clock in the morning is a bad time to wake up because blah, 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 blah.
It's the devil's hour.
Whatever. I don't believe that because I wake up at that time all the time.
You don't want to believe it.
I don't want to believe it. Exactly. I'm Shane. I'm Shane from BuzzFeed Unsolved. So, essentially, I woke up and my room, so my light in my room dims.
Okay.
How fancy. But so it dimmed. So I must have fallen asleep and gotten really tired, and I must have dimmed the light just a bit and then just not turned it off completely before falling asleep. Usually I'll turn it off completely, but I guess I must have fallen asleep before that. So when I woke up, the lighting in my room was, you can tell it was a dimmed light, but it wasn't the same color tone as it would be. It was more of a greenish, like, yellow weird tone that I was getting. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go like turn the light off. And then I tried to move my body and I couldn't. And I was like, oh my gosh, am I paralyzed? Is this what it feels like?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Don't mean to be insensitive about that. But I didn't know. I honestly genuinely thought that something had happened to me. And so for a minute, like I'm like, I guess my mind was just kind of going over the different scenarios and different possibilities of what it could be, because it never occurred to me that it was sleep paralysis until I woke up again the next morning and researched why was I frozen in bed last night.
Yeah, I think it's like also you might know about sleep paralysis, but on the spot you're just like, what's going on?
Your mind doesn't go to it automatically. So what happened was I'm laying there in bed and I wanted to, so my mind was telling me to go shut off the light, but I couldn't move. And then I was trying to not yell out, but like see, like
talk,
like what the hell, you know, like I was like trying to like talk in a sense, and nothing was coming out, like my voice, like, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary, what is this, am I like, you know, I didn't know, I had no idea what was going on. And then I tried to move my hands and I'm like, okay, my hands aren't moving, I don't feel anything, I'm freaking out at this point. So my breathing starts to, like, you know, I can kind of feel like my chest like getting like anxious. And then I was like, okay, chill, like calm down. And I tried to just like let my body calm a bit, like the muscles and the tenseness of my body. And then I felt as if I was kind of is an MRI that they would say, like when there's something really close to your,
maybe
like when they, like when they put you in like a, you know what? I'm not even going to go there because I don't even know what analogy
she
to use.
She felt like she was in the hospital in a machine.
I felt like there was something very close to my face. Like not only my face, but my entire upper body, because I was lying on my back at this point. And don't ask me why I was sleeping on my back. It happens. I don't know. And so I was laying on my back and I felt like a pressure almost on the top half of my body, like as if I was being held down, but I didn't feel anything automatically on my skin. I just felt like this sensation of pressure. And I was very confused, and then I started to get very panicked, and I was moving my hands for those who are hearing this, you can't really see what I'm doing, but like kind of like when you're squeezing a stress ball. Mm-hmm. I was moving my hands like that. And finally, all of a sudden, the room color changed back to what I'm used to, and my hands started to move. And I was sweating. And I was like, get back to sleep before something else happens to you and you start going crazy. So, but I rolled over and it instantly fell asleep because I woke up and I was like, it was morning and I was like, what happened to me last night? What the heck was that? I was so freaked out. And then I Googled it right away. Like I said, I Googled, why was I frozen last night? Like my body was like not moving.
Did you feel a presence when you were?
That's the thing. I was reading that people do feel that, and I didn't feel a presence in my room. I didn't feel like there was anyone in there with me. Thank goodness I didn't feel that, because had I felt something like that,
it's the worst.
Yeah, I don't know what would have happened.
Also, my friend gave me a theory about sleep paralysis, and it is honestly the most disturbing thing ever, because I kind of believe it, and I got really creeped out. But before I say what the theory is, I guess I can say my experience.
Sure.
So I've had sleep paralysis since I was a kid. And at first I was really scared. I would try to like yell out for my parents. It wouldn't work out. And then I would like most of the nights when I was a kid, like before 7, I would sleep with my parents, because in the middle of the night I would run out because of the nightmares I was mentioning before. And I mean, I would like try not to fall asleep because it would always happen.
That's so scary.
And like side note, like on that, like a side story is that I would fall asleep with like holding the bars of their bed. Like, or I can't sleep with my hands up anymore, like under my pillow.
Oh.
Because of this experience. Because I would always hold the bars because they were cold and it was like soothing me. But the thing is that one night when I was trying to fall asleep, I was like about to fall asleep. This could have been a dream, but like 6-year-old Amanda was like, no.
No.
Because it felt really real. Aww. I felt something from underneath the bed grab.
Nope.
Like an actual hand.
I would have just cut my hand off and be like, you can take it.
Well, ever since then, I can't sleep like that anymore. Oh, and like, I know it wasn't real, but it was just, you know, the fear.
Too scary.
You know, I should have done the side story because now I don't know where I was. Oh yeah, sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I've had it ever since I was a kid, and I would always feel like a pressure on my chest, and it usually happens if I'm lying on my back. That's why I don't sleep with on my back. I feel like too open.
Okay.
But two times that are very memorable for bad reasons, I guess, because they were really creepy, was I was at my uncle's and I had slept over because he was out of town, and so he let me like sleep over, and I was on the couch, and it's an L-shaped couch, and I was facing the wall, and at my feet there was a door for the kids' room, and I had left it closed, but not all of a sudden I had fell asleep right away. Mm-hmm. And the door was open. And I saw like a shadow come out from the corner of my eye, out of the room, around me. And then all of a sudden at my ear, I hear, Amanda.
Oh, okay.
It really creeped me out. I woke so up right scary. Away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the second one was a few months ago. The night before, I was talking with my friend about sleep paralysis, and it's probably why I got it. But the next morning, I'm woken up by my cat, which is a routine right now, and she had plucked out of the recycling a straw, and she brought it for some reason on my bed, on my feet, and was playing with it, and
oh
so like on my feet, like running around. So I woke up really frustrated, grabbed the straw, and threw out the window, out the room, and she just ran off for it. And then I just fell back on my side with my hand resting on my side as well. And I fell, like, I think I fell asleep instantly because I heard her outside my room very distinctly. Like, it was, like, I couldn't really hear her. And all of a sudden, she was very distant. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And as the sound of my cat was distant, I felt a presence at the foot of my bed. And I felt it move toward facing me. And this is when I got really creeped out because my whole body started convulsing, like really bad.
We can't be friends anymore.
And then this really loud whispering right in front, like yelling at me. It was like, and I couldn't hear it. There were words, but I couldn't really understand what they were. And I was just fighting to like block my ears. And I couldn't move because it's sleep paralysis. And that was like the worst one I've had. And then all of a sudden my hand like flies up, the sound is gone, and I feel alone again. And it was really...
like safe alone?
Well, like alone. And then I woke up and I was like, well, as if I'm going to fall back asleep now. It's 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Might as well just watch BuzzFeed Unsolved right now and be more creeped out.
Oh, if that happened to me.
Yeah.
I would be at the hospital. I'd be like... you need to fix me because I'm like freaking out. I'd be so scared.
I think I'm going to tell my friend's theory after our short break. Just keeping you guessing. It's kind of creepy, I personally find.
If you want to tune into it, you can in a few minutes.
Yeah. So we'll be right back.
Art Matters Festival is North America's largest student-run arts festival, and it's operated right here at Concordia University. From March 2nd until the 26th, artists will be showcasing their work, all curated by fellow students and venues throughout Montreal. Check out artmattersfestival.org for more information.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and you're tuned in to Here For It with Cammie and Amanda. And before the break, we were talking about our scary, thrilling, and creepy stories and experiences that we've been through. And Amanda was going to bring us into an experience that she had with, or no, that her friend had.
No, it was a theory.
Oh, a theory. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So I was talking about sleep paralysis, and her theory was that when you have sleep paralysis, because you're in between, like, being conscious and like, asleep, you're in an in-between stage.
Okay, you're the one that told me that, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, this is so smart.
Yeah, so basically, you're in this in-between stage, and it's easier for, if you believe in spirits and ghosts, it's easier for them to communicate with you because you're in this in-between. So those whispers and those, that, like, creepy, like, convulsion thing... in this theory was all accurate, and it was probably someone communicating, which I hope wasn't because it was really creepy.
That is so creepy.
Yeah.
I have, oh my gosh, no, I can't even think what I would do if I saw imagine I saw someone I knew, like when I was like in sleep paralysis.
That's
I've
creepy.
Dreamt of like, of my grandfather after he had passed away, but I knew it was a dream like immediately when I woke up. But I want to go into the stories that people submitted on our Instagram post.
Yes.
You want to open that up? Because we asked the question of if you have a ghost story or experience and if you'd like to share it with us. And we had some people write in. Mm-hmm. It was on our story. So
yes, here you
go. We have to go in there. Let's go here. So we wrote, tell us about your experience with a ghost. If you've ever had one. And someone writes, my deceased grandmother visited me in a, quote, dream once. It was too vivid to be a dream. That's scary. That is really scary because if imagine you see a loved one after they pass away and you feel like it's real.
It could be like a goodbye. I think it's real.
I don't want anybody saying goodbye to me because I would freak out. I told my, because my mom is really into like scary stuff. And I had told her, I was like, Ma, I love you so much, but don't ever come visit me in my sleep. I will literally cry and like be so scared. I was like, please don't. Because she's like so into, she's like, I'm going to come see you and I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to tell you that. And I'm like, no, Mom, please don't do that. That'd
scolding so you after death.
Yeah. It's like I do something bad or something or like, and she'll like just lecture me about it. Someone else wrote, I was sleeping and I woke up. I do that a lot. I couldn't move, scream, or speak. I could just see the room. That's pretty much what my sleep paralysis was. Yeah. It's pretty scary. Then someone writes, my grandma visited me after she passed, felt her touch, and it was too damn real. Sorry, whoa. Too real to be a dream. Why did I put that in there? Okay.
Yeah, that's my...
I saw the dream and I saw... Okay, anyways. Yeah.
Another grandma story.
Yeah.
I find that sad.
It is sad, but it's like also maybe...
It's like...
For some people.
Yeah.
Comforting.
Comforting, not for me, that's the word.
But some people like think it's comforting.
Because if it's in a dream, you're not conscious that it's creepy.
Yeah.
You're just like, it's my loved one. Yeah. No, I never saw a loved one in a dream. I don't think I've ever seen a ghost other than that old woman, which brings me to my grandparents' house again, the same one, and in their basement. I never liked the basement.
I don't like your grandparents' house.
Yeah, well, it's very haunted. And in the basement, it's old. It has like those like that drippy ceiling, like from the 60s, I think. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been renovated since. And I never liked it when I was a kid. And also, it doesn't help that when I was a kid, I was the type to like, if I was in the basement, I would like close the lights and run upstairs because.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But when I would do that there, I would always imagine, again, an old lady at the corner, far corner of the room in front of like this closed off room again. And this lady that I pictured was older, an elderly woman, probably very skinny, scraggly, like hair, very messy. And she would always like stare at me. And I was always scared that she'd grab my feet because it was. The staircase was open on the side, and then I asked, like, my aunt, who's a skeptic, was saying how she always pictured a lady downstairs, and I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
How dare you?
The worst is when someone confirms what you,
yeah, and then my best friend Sarah also was saying, like, she was like, I picture this thin old lady, but her, the scraggly, like, the messy, like,
scruffy hair,
like, is black.
Okay.
I pictured it like gray.
Okay.
But still.
Maybe she dyed her hair.
Maybe she dyed her hair. You never know. You know, you have to look good at it.
I have this one time my mom, so I go camping in the summers, and it's your typical, you know, campsite, like campfires, whatever. So my mom took a picture of me and my brother, and behind us in the picture, so she was standing, we were kind of like standing on each side of the fire pit, and she took a picture of us from across the fire pit. And I think we were sitting, I really can't remember. I'd have to find the picture to truly remember exactly what the set was. But anyways, so she took the picture, and then behind us, you saw these two figures that were like almost exactly me and my brother. And me and my brother were like not in the picture, like barely in the picture, or not at all.
That's weird.
Really creepy. Like as if it erased us and put those two figures. Really creepy. I don't know. I'm going to try to find the picture and I'll post it on the social media. I'll ask my mom to give it to me. There's this other... There's this place that is close to my campsite, and my brother and my mom and my boyfriend, they're all into like that scary stuff. I'm so not into it. I'm always, anytime they have to bring up like haunted stuff, I'm like, don't talk about this around me. I don't like to hear it. I'm like my dad. Me and my dad don't want to know about that. You know, we're Shaniacs from BuzzFeed.
Well, that doesn't make, no, because Shane isn't scared. He just doesn't believe it.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like. The thing is, no, maybe I'm not then, because I'm afraid of it. Like,
you're a Bugara, because you're scared of it, but you just don't want to like admit it.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'll admit it. Like, I'm terrified. I'll say it. But I don't know. Anyways, so there's this haunted house that I don't remember if it was my boyfriend who like discovered it when he was a kid or something. I really don't remember the
whole
storyline.
Wait, this is an actual haunted house?
This is an actual house that's been abandoned.
I thought you meant it was like, before like we did the show, she was talking about it. And I honestly thought you meant like a Halloween haunted house.
No.
And I was like, okay, you can talk about that. Maybe it's really scary.
Yeah, that time that the clown jumped out at me. No. This is a like real haunted house. Anyways, there was one time that they convinced me to go with them for a drive. And it was my mom and we were all together. I was like, if my mom's there, she's going to save me, you know, or I'm just going to wait in the car. But it's so dark, like on that road, that you don't want to be in the car by yourself. You're either with the crowd or you're not there at all. Like, it's just so scary. And I'm afraid of the dark, too. So, like, not cool. Anyways, so... the first time we get out, it's like you have to get through these bushes to like get into the house because everything is just broken. And
you know, this is the premise of a haunt of a horror movie.
No, don't. Okay, don't scare me like that. I don't want to know about these things. I literally got the shivers when you said that. I was like, oh my god. Anyway, so they go into the house, and I'm like the little person, trailing behind, yeah. And like my little legs are like running after them, you know. And I'm like, don't leave me alone. And then me and my brother are terrified. Oh my god, my brother's friend was there. Joey, shout out to Joey, so funny. We had this flashlight that was a crank flashlight. You had to keep winding in order for it to be on. So all you hear is the sound of the crank flashlight, and it's like really annoying.
Why not bring
and
a
Joey's
roof?
Just like, me and my brother are like terrified. We're like Scooby and Shaggy, you know, like from Scooby-Doo, and like he's probably the one in my arms, to be honest. Like he's the one that jumps into my arms, and I'm
so
like,
he's Shaggy.
Scooby or Shaggy. Anyways, doesn't matter.
I feel like jumped into details. Their arms.
Anyways, it's so funny. And Joey's like cranking the flashlight. My mom and Andrew, my boyfriend, they were both in the house already. Like they're like not scared of anything. They're like, we're gonna go check this out. And then me and my brother are like trailing behind, and Joey's in between all of us, and he's cranking the flashlight, and we're like, Joey, keep cranking the flashlight, like don't stop, because we were so scared. Anyways, it was just such a funny experience, and like there's literally nothing in the house. Like it's just like a old like rundown house, like nothing in it. The staircase is broken. They found a pigeon like family under the staircase, and like I'm sure like if we stayed there or something, there might have been something scary going on. But just the fact that it was like abandoned and so broken down and so in the dark and in the bushes and in the forest, not cool.
Yeah, that just sounds creepy.
Yeah.
I ran out of stories, personal stories, but I do have stories that borrowed from my best friend. One mainly is, you're going to be really creeped out by it, her dad's old place, it was like about 100 years old, and she was sleeping in the small study that was like linked to his room. Because there's like, and her brother was in his room sleeping. Her sister was like in the living room sleeping. Her dad was in the washroom. This is like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. And she's in the darkness in this room. And the door just suddenly slams shut. And she's in pitch darkness.
Nope.
And then she hears this male voice. Don't know what language, but just, she just felt really unsafe. And he was right in her ear. And fun fact, her brother and her dad, who were living in the house, hated that room. They would hear voices, and also her brother, like one night, was really upset. He was in his room, the house was empty, and I think he was crying or something, and he heard kids like giggling. And if you guys don't know, kids giggling is a bad sign. Get out of the house, it's a demon.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And I think that could be our last story, because I think it's pretty creepy.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, tonight we're not going to end with like a song. I had a song, but I don't even know if it was a good song, so I'm not going to put it.
We've never actually listened to it before. It's just the title is kind of creepy, scary.
It's not a creepy song though. Anyways.
Oh, I don't know. Anyways, on that note, we will end our Monday night podcast. You're listening to Here For It, and go check out our Instagram page, Here For It. Here For It podcast. We've posted a picture, and there is something in the picture that we would want you guys to identify.
Check in the window.
Yes. So on that note, we will leave you guys with that, and we will see you guys, or like hear you guys, or whatever, next week. You're listening to Here For It with Cammie and Amanda on CJLO 1690 AM. Bye.